Hey History is a podcast all about Australian history, where the kids ask the questions. I'm your host, Axel Clark. This is a bonus episode for teachers and grown-ups. If you're a kid, check out one of our other episodes. Those are made especially for you. In this episode, I'm handing it over to the historians behind this podcast. My mum, Professor Anna Clark, and a friend, Professor Claire Wright. Take it away, guys.
Hey, I'm Anna Clark. I'm a Professor of History at the University of Technology, Sydney, and I'm here with my friend, Claire Wright.
And I'm also a Professor of History, but I'm down in Melbourne at La Trobe University.
So this bonus episode asks, how do you teach and talk about Australian history with kids? Claire and I talk about how kids can work with different perspectives on historical events and how history is made up of many stories. You'll hear why a big part of talking about history is actually asking questions. In the classroom, how can you encourage kids who are interested in history but might not get the facts straight? And what's one crucial thing to get across to kids about history?
Hey, history!
Let's go! I had been thinking about this podcast for a long time and wanting to produce something for primary teachers. You know, you might not have training in Australian history, you might not be an expert in Australian history, and your kids might not have studied it before. But by pressing play on this podcast, it could begin a conversation about Australian history. So we went into quite a few classrooms to record this podcast. What did you notice in particular about some of those classroom visits? What struck you?
I suppose the thing that struck me the most, struck and delighted me, was how passionately engaged the kids were when we sat them down and started asking them about what they knew about history, what they found interesting about history, or what they would want to ask people of the past. These kids were just so there.
Mm.
And their eyes lit up. They were curious. They already had ideas. And I suppose the thing that underlied that was seeing what a deep sense of morality the kids invested in their historical understanding, a really strong sense of wrong and right.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. They had a really strong sense of morality and of fairness, but they weren't just sort of simplistic and judgmental or viewing history as just a tally of right and wrong, because I was also really struck by the complexity of the questions that they asked.
We've got a question.
If I could go back in time, I'd probably ask my ancestors how they learned.
I wonder what their grandmas and aunties and that told them.
I would ask them, like, what are you feeling right now? Because, like, a big, big ship's coming and, like, trying to take over the land.
Would you rather live in England with the harsh living conditions or in Australia working for someone? I would ask a convict if they had a better life after moving to Australia when the sentence was finished. Maybe the voyage changed them as a person.
Did you make friends with the First Nations people?
How were you affected by the gold rush?
Did Aboriginal people mine gold too?
How bad was the discrimination? Like, was it just bad or was it absolutely terrible? Like, what did it actually feel like to be discriminated against in that time?
That's the whole story! Let's find out!
You know, for anybody who thinks that Australian history should be one thing or this thing, or that kids aren't ready to understand the complexity of the past, walk into a classroom and talk to them, because they are absolutely completely across the idea of complexity, and they can completely understand that there are different perspectives on the past and that the questions we ask of the past really reflect our own, I suppose, our own values at a point in time. So, Claire, when you listen to Hey History, you'll notice that there's a lot of questions. And, Claire, one of the things I've heard you say a few times about history is that there's no such thing as stupid questions.
But can there be unhelpful questions? Questions that don't necessarily lead us to places or conversations we want to be having. I've got one in mind. I remember when I was a kid studying history, there was a lot of emphasis on heroes. Mm. Who was a hero?
Mm.
And so maybe a question like, was Captain Cook a hero? Maybe that's not a helpful question to be asking, because maybe the whole concept of heroism is no longer so relevant as it was in the 1970s in a whole kind of nationalist moment.
I think there's probably a difference between a kid asking that question and a teacher or a curriculum asking that question. If a kid asks that question, it's a sort of a teachable moment. What is a hero? Can heroes also have done not great things? But from a curriculum point of view, making those kind of binaries and those choices isn't really what history is about at all. That's why in this series we're thinking about, you know, there's more than one side to the story, that history is complex, that there are multiple perspectives, that history should be an inclusive narrative which incorporate different points of view. And so by sort of closing off those questions into black and white or good and bad.
Who were the good guys and who were the bad guys, but really were they even guys?
Yeah, and also, you know, who is good and who is bad changes over time. Because history is about interpretation, what we gauge to be moral and immoral changes over time, and that's a really important part of how we understand who we are and how we understand people from the past.
Yeah, totally. I mean, history isn't fixed. Like, it's not one story and that gets written down in a book because it is the true story and the only story. The books that kids are reading in school these days are different from the ones that we were reading because different evidence comes forward, because different questions get asked about what happened in the past. And we start to think about who's telling the story, who is the person who is providing the answers to that question. So historians make history as well by the very stories that they tell.
And the questions they ask.
And the questions that they ask. And the questions change over time because the relevance changes over time as well.
What new questions can we ask? What different questions can we ask?
Anna, one of the things that people will hear come up a lot, questions about evidence. And there's a question that's repeated a lot, which is,
what's the evidence? How do we know what really happened?
How do we know? Why is this an important question to get kids thinking about history?
Yeah, that's such a central part of how we think about history, not just about the past, but also about history. How do we know? And that gets back to the main skills, I suppose, that come through in the curriculum around research. What are the sources that we're using, the sort of evidence and the archive from the past? And often that's found in libraries, in memoirs, in diaries. But throughout these episodes, we are also finding that it comes from oral histories, from family stories, from First Nations perspectives, from archives held in the country itself. And some of those objects that we've been looking at, the convict love tokens, the Dharawal spears, the gold panning and the ochre from the rock shelters. Those last three objects come from the National Museum of Australia. The Dharawal spears, this is really cool, have recently been repatriated from Cambridge University Museum. And soon they'll be on display at a Kurnell Visitor Centre that's going to be built on Dharawal country. We included them, those objects, to highlight to students that pieces of the past weren't just written down and they're not just held in libraries. They're also objects that we can hold and feel and touch. Pieces of evidence from the past that help us understand what happened and who lived and the stories that can be told about those times. And for anyone who's interested in seeing more sources and objects from the past, just head to the National Museum of Australia's Digital Classroom. You can find it on their website. So as historians, Claire, what do you think is crucial for history teachers to get across to students about history?
Well, actually, one of the first things that I think is really critical is to understand the difference between the past and history. So history isn't something that is actually like a fact. History is the story that we tell about the things that happened in the past.
Yeah, I like to think of that the past is what happened and history is the stories we tell about the past.
So what do you reckon you'd do if you were a teacher and you knew that a student had this passion, they had this empathy and they had this imagination, but they didn't quite have the facts straight? And so not everything they said was technically factually accurate or correct, and yet they'd kind of gotten the story right anyway.
Yeah, it was like a student talking about Cook's voyage to Australia in 1770 and saying, oh, Cook and the Endeavour brought convicts, when we know that convicts first came in 1788 with the First Fleet.
What do you reckon you do in that situation?
I actually learnt something from this lovely group of kids who, when they heard another student talking, they wouldn't correct, they would add on. They would say, well, if I could just add to what so-and-so said. And I thought it was such a gracious way of adding to the story. What I do in my own teaching with students is acknowledge and listen and add to without putting them down and without sort of dampening their enthusiasm and say, it's really interesting that you brought Captain Cook and the convicts together because they're obviously two really important waves of Europeans coming to Australia. They're slightly different, but they're related.
And maybe just add some of the facts, like you could plot it on a timeline.
Exactly.
Here's where Captain Cook comes. Here's where the convicts come. You can see they didn't happen at the same time, but you can join them thematically.
Absolutely. And that the convicts could only happen because Captain Cook came before and had written about Australia. Which isn't to say that, you know, let a thousand flowers bloom and that somebody can say something outrageous and offensive. It's actually about how do we use those students' enthusiasm and interest and engagement with the past to kind of help them, you know, help them fill out their timeline and help them increase their understanding and their knowledge. Even as historians ourselves, we're always finding out new stuff and realising that, you know, the fact that we had might be incorrect or could be changed a little, but it doesn't necessarily change the sort of the outcome or the story.
Probably one of the main obstacles for teachers and parents in talking about history is being really afraid of saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Feeling like you might not be up to date in your knowledge or using the wrong words or the wrong language in particular to express ideas. What do you think people should do in this case? What would be your advice for teachers or parents?
That's such an ongoing issue I hear from teachers is they're so aware of the need to include Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander histories in their teaching, but afraid that they might not have the authority to do so. And yet if you left it alone, perhaps, and then you perpetuate this kind of silencing and this absence, which has certainly characterised my early education in history, which is so much worse.
So basically saying just don't put it in the too hard basket.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's in the curriculum for a reason. We have to go there because if we don't, Australian history will be so much poorer.
If you're teaching history in a primary school classroom, how can you also be doing reconciliation?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, for a long time, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people weren't really visible in Australian history and certainly not in the history curriculum, with perhaps the exception of being examples of some sort of, you know, Stone Age people. And we've moved a long way away from that in recent decades. It's important to understand that the subject of history was kind of part of that omission. Like historians and the history syllabus actively excluded Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from the national story, from Australian history. But it can also be part of the solution by seeking out perspectives, histories and sources to include Australia's first histories, by listening, by understanding that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander perspectives are there on Australian history. We need to tell the truth about Australian history and bring kids into the conversation about Australia's past.
Anna, the thing I guess it strikes me here is that some classrooms around Australia are mostly Indigenous and others might have only one or two Indigenous students and many will have none. But it's just as important to include the histories of other people who haven't been widely recognised in Australian history writing as well, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. I mean, we know how important it is to include the histories of women, for example, in the way we remember Australian history, or the histories of migration, or even of children. And for that very same reason, it's vital to include Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander perspectives, because they're central to helping us understand who we are and how we got here.
So it's not just about teaching Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students or teaching about women to girls.
Mm.
Actually, the curriculum and what we learn from it will enhance everybody's understanding of what it means to live in Australia and Australia's past.
That's right. Australian history is complex. Australian society is complex. And if we simplify it, we're really doing a disservice to the ways we understand ourselves.
But I guess, you know, actually at the end of the day, this isn't rocket science for kids, is it? I mean, many are very open to issues of injustice and fairness, who gets picked for the team, who's left out of the team. And so I think they're well placed to understand Torres Strait Islander and Aboriginal culture, histories of women, histories of migration. We just have to, in a sense, be brave enough to go there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for listening to this. Claire and I have had a huge amount of fun, along with our producers and Axel bringing this together. But we want to hear whether this has been useful. We've tried really hard to make this as accessible as possible to a wide range of audiences.
Hey, can I ask something?
Have you used Hey History in your classroom? How are you using it in your classroom? Do you think it's pitched at the right level? Do you have suggestions? Would you like to hear more from us? Are there other episodes that you would find useful?
Question time, everyone!
We've been so lucky to get help from primary teacher Nick Adney in developing some learning materials to accompany this podcast. So we're really keen to hear from you about how you have used them and whether you'd like to see more in the future. Write in on our website, heyhistory.net. heyhistory.net.
Hey History is made on Gadigal Country by Anna Clark, Claire Wright, Jane Curtis and Brittany Jorgensen. It's endorsed by the History Teachers Association of New South Wales. And your host is me, Axel Clark. Executive producers are Claire Wright and Anna Clark. Claire Wright is Professor of History and Public Engagement at La Trobe University. Anna Clark is Professor of History at the University of Technology, Sydney. Podcast concept, design and development by Anna Clark. Indigenous cultural consultant is Katrina Thorpe. Story editor is Kyla Slavin. Learning material by Nick Adney. Thanks to all the students whose voices you hear in this episode and their schools and teachers. Princess Street Primary School in Sandy Bay, Marrickville West Primary School, Westbourne Grammar School, Preshill Primary School, La Perouse Primary School, and Yirrkala Bilingual School. Hey History is produced by the Australian Centre for Public History and Impact Studios at the University of Technology, Sydney. Impact Studios' executive producer is Sarah Gilbert.
Hey History!